God punishes less than we deserve, May 31. God is faithful. And after all that is come upon us for our evil deeds, and for our great trespass, seeing that thou our God hast punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and hast given us such deliverance as this. The forbearance that God has exercised toward the wicked emboldens men in transgression, but their punishment will be none the less certain and terrible for being long delayed. While he does not delight in vengeance, he will execute judgment upon the transgressors of his law. He is forced to do this, to preserve the inhabitants of the earth from utter depravity and ruin. In order to save some, he must cut off those who have become hardened in sin. The Lord is slow to anger, and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. By terrible things in righteousness he will vindicate the authority of his downtrodden law. And the very fact of his reluctance to execute justice, testifies to the enormity of the sins that call forth his judgments, and to the severity of the retribution awaiting the transgressor. As of old, he entreats the erring ones who profess his name to repent and turn from their evil ways. Now, as then, by the mouth of his chosen servants he predicts the dangers before them. He sounds the note of warning, and reproves sin just as faithfully as in the days of Jeremiah. But the Israel of our time have the same temptations to scorn reproof and hate counsel as had ancient Israel. They too often turn a deaf ear to the words that God has given his servants for the benefit of those who profess the truth. Though the Lord in mercy withholds for a time the retribution of their sin, he will not always stay his hand, but will visit iniquity with righteous judgment.